Welcome to our new episode
of the FCJ Youth Network's Home Is Here podcast. All uprooted youth are welcome.
Hello, everyone. My name is Natalia. I am the youth support worker at FCJ Refugee Center. I work on the Department of Youth and Access to Education. And today I am here to share great and exciting information about what the youth network, the FCJ Youth Network, have been doing lately. So basically today, I hope you are all doing well. And let's talk about this awesome project that the FCJ Youth Network has been a part of, alongside with three other fantastic organizations. We've been collaborating with Mary Ward Center, Sisters of St. Joseph of Toronto, and the Canadian Council for Refugees Youth Network, as well as FCJ Refugee Center Youth Network. We've been collaborating in a very interesting project, which will have two parts. We launched the first part of the project this week, and that's why I'm here to explain to you and talk about this great achievement. So we've been diving into the UN Sustainable Development Goals lately, and let me tell you, it's been quite a journey. Firstly, I would like to explain to you what are the Sustainable Development Goals for the folks that are not familiar with this topic. So this exact definition of the Sustainable Development Goals from the United Nations is the following. The SDGs are people-centered set of universal and transformative goals and targets met for all nations, peoples, and for all segments of society. The SDGs, or Sustainable Development Goals, will stimulate action over 15 years from 2015 to 2030 in areas of critical importance for humanity and the planet. Fun fact about the Sustainable Development Goals. In total, we have 17 Sustainable Development Goals, each one of them with numerous targets on how to achieve those goals. These 17 Sustainable Development Goals are interconnected. This means that the SDGs are designed as interconnected goals, meaning progress in one goal can impact, affect, and stimulate the progress in other goals. Also, the SDGs are universal, so they can be applied to all countries, not just developing ones, all communities, all governments, etc. But also, the Sustainable Development Goals are measurable, which means that there are specific targets, as I was mentioning before, and indicators to track progress towards each Sustainable Development Goal. And you might be asking where these Sustainable Development Goals came from. So they can be traced back to the United Nations Conference on Sustainable Development, Rio 20, held in Rio de Janeiro in 2012, where world leaders recognized the need for a universal agenda that would integrate economic, social, and environmental dimensions of development. So following this, the United Nations General Assembly established an open working group on Sustainable Development Goals. And this group proposed a set of goals to address global challenges succeeding the Millennium Development Goals, which are like the older brothers of the Sustainable Development Goals. These Millennium Development Goals were only 8, and they were focused on specific developing countries, and they weren't very inclusive. They were very general and broad. And the reality was that the countries couldn't achieve them on time. So in 2015, all the 193 United Nations member states adopted the 17 Sustainable Development Goals as part of the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. And these countries were committing to work collectively towards eradicating poverty, protecting the planet, and ensuring prosperity for all by 2030. And that sounds amazing, right? But the reality is that we are in 2024 and we are not even close to achieve the goals. And I know that's really sad, but that's why I'm here talking about this project, because it's us, the youth, new generation, that we have quite a big responsibility to change the reality that we're living right now if we want to have the future generations to have a better life and enjoy nature and have clean air and clean water and access to education for all, etc. Now that I have explained what are the Sustainable Development Goals, I would like to talk to you about the project that the Youth Network have been working on. Because all this information that I was, all those details about the SDGs and the UN, you will have access to the infographic that the youth have been working on with all the essential information on what are the SDGs, what is the history of the SDGs, which are the crucial and most important SDGs for Canada this year, and how you as a youth can get involved and how can you take action and political engagement in your community, and how to work towards those goals, right? So now, first things first, I would like to talk about how we all know how crucial it is to get everyone involved in achieving the goals, especially our youth, newcomers, and refugees, in Canada's effort towards achieving the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals by 2030. That is why we came together for a webinar called United Nations Sustainable Development Goals Collaborative Youth Action on April 11th. And it was a virtual webinar which made it accessible to all. And boy, was it packed with insightful discussions and actions. During the webinar, our youth participants really took the stage. They elevated their voices, they championed solutions, and they also built connections with like-minded peers. And together we collaborated on developing advocacy strategies, because let's face it, change doesn't happen in isolation. Also, one of the highlights was diving deep into the SDGs that the Canadian government is reviewing this year, which we focus in only three of them. The number 13, which is climate action, number 16, which is peace, justice, and save institutions, if I am not wrong, and the number 17th, which is the last goal, that one is focused on partnership and collaboration between the countries, the industries, communities, and all partners. And during the webinar, we also discuss how they directly impact the experiences of youth newcomers. We even wiped up an infographic, the one that I was talking a few minutes ago, to break it down, making sure everyone had a clear understanding of what these goals are all about, and use it as a tool to also inform other youth that are not aware of this topic. But wait, that's not it. There is more. We are not done yet. As I said at the beginning of the podcast, this was the first part of the project that we're doing. This project was proposed by the UN, and it was proposed because they are looking for young leaders to share their opinion, to share their ideas, and to share also strategies that youth can see and they can suggest and work on towards achieving these goals. So we've got another webinar in the works, tentatively set for June 6, 2024 at 5 p.m., but we are still discussing the logistics and the official time for the webinar. So mark your calendars for June 6th. We'll be sharing more details on the webinar number 2 through our social media channels soon. And also you can check the information on FCJA's website. And hey, if you are a young leader or a change maker itching to get involved, we'd love to take to have you join us on this journey. I think together we can keep pushing for more sustainable and equitable future. And the most important part is that we cannot allow to leave anyone behind. So stay tuned, folks, and more good stuff are coming on our way. So thank you for listening to the podcast. Thank you for your time. Thank you for hosting this informative talk, and hope to hear from you soon, guys. Thank you.
Don't forget to like, subscribe, and follow our Instagram account at FCJ Youth Network.
And to stay up to date on all the latest fun events that we're hosting, check out our page on the FCJ Refugee Center website, www.fcjrefugeecenter.org.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. Home is here.